Hey there, welcome along. Of course, it's Damien back with the 9to5 Google Daily for February 25th, 2020. This is our super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So it's been a particularly quiet start to the week with no MWC to keep us occupied, but some news for Pixel owners as some devices have picked up Google Pay's new power menu shortcuts way earlier than anticipated. The rejigged UI was spotted back in the Android 10 preview phases last year and adds your NFC payment cards to your screen when you hold the power button for quick access. It's really sporadically spread at the moment, so we're not actually sure if it's just one or two people, but it does hint at a not too distant rollout. On top of that, we're not actually sure when it may come to all devices. A recent Google Nest Cam outage has taken down live video feeds and video history for the connected camera system. A fix has now steadily rolled out though, so if you do have a Nest Cam and are experiencing issues or worries, a resolution should be with you soon. Although of course it's not ideal that your service was affected for so long. Google has released a Lighthouse web developer extension for Firefox that allows you to audit network connections under simulated conditions, of course to help developers tweak their web experiences for users globally. It's not a full version of Lighthouse though, but developer comments hint that a full version is coming for Firefox, hopefully at some point soon. Even without MWC, Huawei has unveiled two more Android-powered devices, including the Mate XS foldable and the very iPad Pro-looking MatePad Pro 5G. Naturally, both will lack official access to the Google Play Store, instead relying on the Huawei App Gallery. We've gone hands-on with both, which are still fantastic pieces of hardware, but may end up getting stifled by software, even with a global release imminent. And finally, the Android 11 developer preview is breaking apps that can modify the navigation bar that is enabled when using the gesture navigation method. At this early stage, it's not clear if the issue is intentional or just a side effect of the developer preview builds. It might be worthwhile switching navigation method though if you still encounter problems, although we still don't recommend installing the developer preview builds on your main phone regardless. That was a bite-sized overview of the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in their full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.